Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 12, recorded July 1st, 2013. Three guys, same shirt. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. As always, our host, our savior, Lamar Wilson is here.
Let him hear it.
How's it going?
Yes. The savior.
Yes, he has over 3 million followers on Twitter.
Okay. Well, let's go with
sure,
that.
Sure.
Because if people think I'm successful, they'll want to follow me.
Exactly. People follow success. Absolutely. Yes. How have you been?
We're going to kind of talk about that today.
Right.
I've been good. Today was a little stressful. Yeah. I may or may not have been late to the show, stuck in traffic. I cannot confirm that. I'll just say L.A., I want to destroy all the cars here.
There's too many cars in L.A. It's a pandemic that we gotta fix.
It can't be fixed. The bad part is I had to go through Beverly Hills too, because I had somewhere else to run. No.
Oh,
it's worse.
Oh, okay, I mean,
that's bad.
Yeah,
because they got the fancy cars and they like to drive slow and let everybody see they have a fancy car. So,
but would you drive slow if you had a fancy car?
No. I would have a banner at the bottom that says Lamar Wilson is here and like a parade and go slower. But
obviously, yeah. I mean, anyone would.
All right.
This week we have a great guest. Kevin is here. Where are you based out of, Kevin?
I am actually in New York City, downtown Manhattan.
New York. What?
Yeah.
How are you doing? So, let everyone know, what's your channel? How can people find you on YouTube first?
My channel is GISIKW, though you're probably going to have more luck if you look at the screen, but it's GISIKW. I really didn't think through the whole phonetic pronunciation thing when I made the channel, so...
No. Like, hey, I'm just gonna make this thing, and we're just gonna rock and see what happens.
Exactly. Right.
For people who are unfamiliar with Kevin, he does really good vlogs that are really nicely produced.
Really, really good.
They normally have like really nice scripts that kind of like you can flow. Like, it's not like the stuff that I make where I just kind of sit down and record crap. Like, his stuff is really good and funny all the time.
And he wears one shirt every single video.
That's not.
I know. You've changed it around lately. But
I don't know. If I look at the shirt you're wearing now and then I look at this vlog, it may actually be the same shirt.
Okay, here's the... Oh, actually, that's just announcing to people that they should go watch this show. So that was like an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, no excuses. You could just change shirts if you wanted.
Well, okay, to be fair, when I moved to New York, I didn't drive out or anything. I literally flew out with a single suitcase. So I've been building up my wardrobe from that. So it's a slow process.
Where are you originally from?
I grew up about an hour north of Chicago, and then we moved to Madison, Wisconsin when I was 12 or so.
Wow.
So the Midwest area.
Cool. Very neat.
Yeah. So, Kevin, tell everybody why I chose you. Who are you? How do I know you? Because I don't put people here that I don't know. Like, no, where do we first meet? I know.
We actually met at Playlist Live. I went up and I saw you were freaking out about being nervous about being a panel person. And I was like, why don't I go interrupt and distract and say I like your stuff? And you asked me what I did. And then I was like, I didn't prepare an answer for that. I was flustered and starstruck.
Yeah, but I've really enjoyed your channel because it's a refreshing way to vlog. Everybody vlogs, but you know, your stuff is nice and it's topical. And I mean, with the small space that you told me you have in your apartment, you're able to have some really good angles and back and forth, and you keep the flow going, which I think is so important for a vlog. But something else is interesting about you, if you don't mind me saying, you just don't do YouTube. You work somewhere that is like one of my favorite places in the world. It's like Disneyland. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I work as a software engineer at Mashable, it's like Disneyland for me too, to be honest.
Yes, I love Mashable. That is so. Yeah. So when I went to New York a week or two ago, I went to go visit Mashable, and thanks to Kevin and got to meet some of the guys, and everybody there knew who I was. They treated me like a king. Thanks to Kevin. So and we did a collab video there, right? Did a collab video with the Five Facts channel.
You did.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. Five facts for those who don't know.
On creating a great
here's a good
you
clip.
Know something snappy like. Oh, five you know, facts. You put this in your brain. And
so, good thing you're not going to actually show my clip.
No. We're just going to show the five facts only. But just the general premise is that they show facts of just funny things that they found on the internet. And
I
they
see
had,
you skimming.
And they had no. I have the time code.
Here
we go.
In honor of this biological oddity, here's YouTube superstar Lamar Wilson with a selection of poems dedicated.
So we'll just go straight to it. If you're going to give me, what are
two
these poems?
Diverged Wait, my chest.
Why would you say that, Lamar?
Less symmetrical. Do not go gentle until that good nipple.
Wait, what?
Nipple. We didn't write anything for him either. He just came in and just decided.
He just started doing this? Lamar, what is going?
It's never.
I just sat down and wanted to talk about male nipples.
Oh, good.
Look on my
Well, you got to know your subject, so you got to stick with what you know.
Everywhere, nor
yes,
any
that's what I focus on daily.
So
nipples.
The fact that this was associated with was why do men have nipples? And it's because the X chromosome takes over sort of when you turn from zygote to fetus. This sounds really weird. The X chromosome is more important than the Y chromosome, and then the Y chromosome is kind of like, hey, stop doing that, and then, anyway, it's better this in the why, video. Go watch the video.
This is why you should be a science teacher. Right. Like, that was, it's like when they do like this.
Let me teach you, kids. Okay, you got science and you got kung fu. Think of them in the same way. Okay, yes. You got your Y chromosome sitting over there. It's not as powerful as the X chromosome. The X chromosome's like, kacha, kacha. And then it takes a little while.
Oh, my Lord.
Funny video. So go check out the Five Facts channel. You can do that at youtube.com/fivefacts.
Yeah, that's one of Mashable's properties. And it's it was fun to go in and do that. So Kevin, I wanted to ask you... like, what are some of your goals on YouTube? Let's start with that one, because I had a couple questions prepared for you. But what are some of your goals on YouTube as a vlogger or entertainer or however you want to label yourself?
You know, that's actually a question I've been asking myself for a while. And I don't know that I necessarily have an answer. Right now, honestly, I'm just having fun with the process of video making. And I think that, because I've only been doing this for about a year, and I think that kind of as everybody... get started, they eventually have this goal, like, I want to reach, you know, such and such a level, or I want to, you know, start delivering this kind of content or whatever. I'm still kind of up in the air, and I'm switching stuff up and kind of jumping around and just having a fun time with the process. But yeah, as soon as I have a goal, I'll let you know.
Well, what are some of the main challenges you've faced as a smaller YouTuber? I mean, I say smaller, but you have 5,000 subscribers plus, which is amazing. But like, what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing right now?
Well, right now I think obviously it's the summer. People aren't watching YouTube.
It didn't used to be like that. It used to be summer used to be the biggest views. That changed last year for some reason. You're right.
Yeah, it's obviously it's challenging. When I first started making videos, it was right around the time that Charlie McDonald was making his scared video and everyone else was going, yeah, YouTube is terrifying. We're all, this is a sinking ship. And I'm like, hey guys, this is fun.
Let's join the party.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think it is, it's interesting because I feel like it's really a time of transition for YouTube. Yeah. You know, there are obviously some people that are, you know, doing really, really well that are kind of looking to make the jump to TV stuff. There are people that are kind of winding down their content. And then there's a whole bunch of people that are kind of just trying to find their way in a much, much larger pond. So I've been very fortunate in being able to hit 5,000 subscribers in a time where not many new vloggers are. I do my best to kind of shout out as many people as I can fit in there without, you know, my audience tuning me out. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges right now.
And yeah, it was nice having you as an audience member, because the majority of mine tend to be, let's just say, under 18. I won't specify that, but most of them are probably 10. So it was nice to see a grown-up reached out and said that he enjoyed my video. So believe me, I'm glad we're friends. That is very nice. Chad, I think I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, big deal. I was just going to want, like, so when that video came out, how long ago was that? How long have you been playing the YouTube game?
Sorry, which?
The Charlie McDonald, you were talking about the Charlie McDonald scared video. I just wanted to give context to
how long. I want to say that was in last September. I started doing stuff in the beginning of June on a collab channel. the content on there is pretty embarrassing, so I'm not going to mention that channel. but I switched over to doing stuff on my main channel in October.
Very cool. I mean, it's really great to see you. Truly, I mean, what you guys were saying, the huge pond, and you've been climbing the ranks. Any other? Let's go ahead and move on to our YouTube news for the week.
Yeah, it's actually not too far off. You know, we're talking about, you know, YouTube changing and getting views, and this is a kind of a perfect segue, right, Chad?
Yeah. So, TubeFilter likes to release these stats of the most viewed channels of the week, and so they have released another list and. Mm-hmm. Checking out the list, it's very interesting to try to figure out who's on top and really sort of dive down into this list and sort of pick it apart. We have Miley Cyrus's Vivo account on top. The second account is Sky Does Minecraft. Darn it.
I knew that would attract
Ouch.
You.
Ooh. Gosh. Ooh. Hey, we do a show called OMG Craft. Go check it out.
Yeah. It's interesting to see why some of these are high. Like, Miley Cyrus had a new video.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung Mobile, I believe they had a recent campaign or something that went well. Yeah, there's reasons for these jumps. And there's one thing I noticed is, like, a lot of Vivo channels take this top. And, this, you know, the question... Go ahead.
Well, so it also lets you know what percentages they've changed. So the Miley Cyrus channel has gained over 92% over last week's position. It even says position last week. It wasn't even on the board. Wow. And it's interesting to sort of see this week over week. Apparently, Sky Does Minecraft not only was pushed off by Miley Cyrus, but also lost 10% of whatever they're using to calculate this list.
Yeah, I find this fascinating. You know, we have the Vivo channels, we have things that are seemingly high production. You have the Ellen Show and some of these others. But what you're seeing too is gaming. Gaming is really, really huge right now. That does not mean everybody should jump into gaming, because there's a lot of these are bigger companies or bigger YouTubers. But man, he's not on the list. But if you look at someone like PewDiePie, who is the top gamer right now, he is freaking killing it. He's getting like, what, 30,000 to 50,000 subscribers a day?
Absolutely.
He could be getting more than that. And it's really telling. And there's actually an article we had here. Actually, YouTube sent it to me today, our contact. And was just talking about how gaming is just so prevalent. Did I not put it in here?
No, it's how gamers are winning with YouTube.
I clicked the wrong thing. I was like, where is it?
Oh, no, it's been long. So, this goes into detail in what seems almost like a selling pitch sort of speech. You know, video is increasingly important medium for gamers, you know, in 2012. And this is looking back from 2011 to 2012 to see how specifically gaming channels have increased. Viewing peaks, it says, have peaked only in 2011 to 2012 during the summer, prime time, and weekends, which is interesting, especially if you are a channel creator. To make sure, you know, prime time is still a market that you want to go after. If you can make sure that your video goes out right at the correct time, you should be at the top of the subscription list during that prime time slot.
And prime time meaning the prime time TV hours, or
I believe so. It doesn't specify
or season.
I'm just assuming that prime.
It probably is talking about that. It's probably like the 7 p.m.
Correct.
Central time is probably, I don't know, that might be considered prime time.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I know, Kevin, I want you to jump in here too. It do you find that it's hard to figure out where to put your video, like as far as time? Because you have to consider the coast. And I know when I lived in Chicago, it was really difficult. Pacific, it seems to be a little bit easier because I can kind of gauge a lot better where people are in terms of when I've released my video.
I think so. I think like with Pacific, you have the advantage of, you know, if you put stuff out for prime time, you're also getting, you know, people that are getting home from school on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I know personally, I've tried playing with release times. They're not too much because mostly I want to get it out. So I stop editing it.
I can understand that.
Honestly, for me, I have a fairly large Euro audience, which means that I generally releasing from midnight at midnight has done fairly well for me.
Wow. That's interesting.
Which is weird. Though I'm also picking up a little bit of the night owls from the West Coast as well. So I think it's something that really varies a lot with your audience. And I mean, it's probably less of there. It's probably better to follow hard rules once you get to be a larger size and you have kind of a wider sample of people. Mm-hmm. But certainly for people that are just starting out, you know, if you notice that a lot of your active audience is in the UK or something, and if you release stuff right at the time where they're going to comment on it, you know, it may be more beneficial to you, even though that's a time where, you know, no one's up watching YouTube at midnight on the East Coast.
That's really interesting because I know like a few top channels like Daily Grace, whatever, she releases like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I've told her in 3 emails like, are you crazy? but then when I said that, she blew up to 1 million subscribers from 100-some thousand. So she was doing it right. So yeah, she has a big overseas audience, and that plays a key role in getting that video running. So when we wake up, it's already a big video.
Right.
I think with her though, that's also a matter of when you have daily content. It's challenging. It's the sort of thing where you don't the people who are comfortable wataching daily videos are, you know, they want to wake up and they want to go look for it. They don't want to have to go, is it up yet? Is it up yet? Is it up yet? So I think at least with my experience watching Daily Grace, it was the sort of thing that's like, okay, I get up, I go to YouTube, and oh, there's the Grace video that I was expecting. So I think that it might also vary just based on how frequently you put out your content too.
Yeah, I also wanted to touch back on the blog post that YouTube put out. It really seems like they are selling not only that maybe you should look into doing your own video game content, but also to console developers and creators, like videos from brands and the community matter to console gamers is literally the headline of this one.
Okay.
Of this, you know, and it's like brand released third party videos are more likely to be comment or shared. Community created videos are more likely to be liked or disliked. And this sort of mirrors what has been going on with the video sort of discussion. They've been talking about how if you track your engagement over a YouTube search for a specific movie, you can determine what the box office outcome is going to be. This kind of touches on an interesting point because YouTube is absolutely looking at your views as a indication of what you're interested in. If you're going to YouTube, you're searching, and so they're selling your view of a video. They're selling your engagement on a video. Does this worry anyone?
Oh no!
Obviously, it's a free service, so you are the product in this sense.
They've been doing that for a very long time,
right?
I mean, if not on YouTube, I mean, they've been tracking your emails, and they said that when they launched Gmail,
right?
And you know, Facebook is doing the same thing, Twitter is doing the same thing. I think anybody who doesn't realize that they're the product when they're on a free service is kind of a little bit slow to the game.
Absolutely, and now, do you agree that your YouTube viewership of videos is an indicator, absolutely, in what you're interested in? Is it the perfect indicator of what you want to buy maybe on Amazon or see over the weekend?
I would say for me, I would agree with that for the most part. I think it's more stuff that I search for than stuff I subscribe for. Things I subscribe to are not necessarily indicators of what I'm going to buy. I subscribe to very few tech channels because I don't want to hear myself. I mean, I'm kind of in that field. So it's like I subscribe to very few of them. But when I need to look up something, absolutely, it's either Google or YouTube. I'm looking up products. And it's funny, even if I'm on Amazon looking something up and I go to a YouTube video that's not related, I'll see the Amazon ad that says, hey, remember that camera you were looking up? It's available for this price. So I have no problem with the tracking. I mean, every turn we get free unlimited access to YouTube and uploads. It's just a price you pay, and I'm not looking up anything illegal, so I'm fine.
Right. Cool. Yeah. Well, let's move on to the viral video section of the episode. Lamar, you pasted this one in, and I purposely stayed away from this link. Dog versus stairs.
Do you want to? Oh, it's not bad.
Do you want to preamble it?
Nope.
Okay, let's just play it.
It's just weird. It's not even like a.
Is he scared of this?
Yeah. This is how he walks up the stairs. That's just
they're gonna attack him. They're gonna get him.
Okay, wait for it. Wait. No, actually, nothing happens.
He made it. He made it. I told you. The stair watch of 2013 is over.
It wasn't special.
That's funny. It's great. It's blowing up. It's getting over 100,000 views.
Have you ever had a pet that's been scared of stairs? I've actually seen,
or just a
I haven't
pet.
Had one, but I've seen. They have no idea how to climb up or whatever. This one, I guess, looks like from what they were saying in the background, it was kind of this dog is weird. They tried to train him, but he will not walk up the right way.
Can I just say in chat, I don't know if it's possible to play that again, but watch it. But think of MC Escher's like mind twisting. Kind of stairways.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. Like you can't
kind of mess with your mind, right?
You're like, is like he going kind of, up the?
Wait a minute. Well,
the camera angle of this is very weird. Is he
are
walking?
Playing his video in reverse?
Like, are you at the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah,
looking up.
Because his foot is always at that back. Is definitely weird. Now, have you guys ever had just animals that have a fear? My cat is literally afraid of me in the living room. And afraid to go to the bathroom anywhere because I've been training her. And so now she's just like, anytime I go to the bathroom, Chad's mad at me. Like, because she's been doing it in weird places. So, yeah. Anyway.
No.
Just me.
Just you.
Darn.
Now let's go from a dog walking backwards to Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber had, if you live here, you know, he had a big two-night stand at the Staples Center last night. If you missed it, it went... baby, 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 girlfriend, 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 and then he went home. But as you know, Justin Bieber fans can be obsessive, so we thought this would be a good excuse to have some fun with them. So we sent a camera crew to the Staples Center to ask Beliebers their opinions of some things we made up about him. We want to see how
this
blindly
is so
his fans
good.
Will
yeah.
follow him.
And so what Jimmy out, Kimmel does is
the
he...
The answer is very, very blindly.
Is he asks
Justin
questions
Bieber
that are lies.
Of Lie Witness News.
He asks lies and sees people's reactions.
Yeah, these are scary.
Justin Bieber, because his new Bentley has tires made out of baby seals. Do you think they should just leave Justin alone?
Yeah, I think that it's like his choices that they don't need to criticize him. Because everybody else makes mistakes like that too, and they don't criticize them. It's just him.
PETA is angry at Justin Bieber because his new Bentley has tires made out of baby seals. Do you think they should just leave him alone?
Yeah, because he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But, Lamar, I have to ask you, what do you think about Justin Bieber's seals, tires?
I think he should be able to do whatever he wants because he's Justin Bieber.
Okay, good.
No, he's perfect the way he is.
Illiterate and beautiful.
Yes, of course.
It gets worse and worse.
Justin meant it when he peed on the American flag.
No. I don't think he did. Just, you know, just being a teenager.
Need somewhere to pee.
On the flag.
Probably just as a joke, you know, to be funny.
Do you think it was funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
They have no idea what they're talking
about. Justin Bieber meant it when he peed on the American flag.
Oh, wow, and this guy's old.
I think he's just a young kid that's just kind of going through a phase, and I don't think he meant anything bad.
We've all had that phase, the pee on the American flag phase.
My daughter was pretty upset, but she's...
He said his daughter was pretty upset about it. Complete lie.
She's still...
Oh, she's upset over something that never happened. Does he even have a daughter?
Stomach so hard that
yeah, he does.
Had to go to the hospital.
Thank God.
Is that okay?
It depends on the circumstances. Like, what was, like, happening before that?
Well, she was clearly cheating.
Well, he's a boy, and boys mess around a lot. And I don't think he meant
Oh, okay.
That.
This is good. You know, we should try to do something like this.
You know, someone has told me that I need to go, like, on a Hollywood strip with a microphone. I got to get the right camera. But I'm going to go out there and just make up some stuff and just see how people are. Because that is ridiculous. I mean, even they went as far as some crazy tattoos he had. And he's like, oh, it's fine that he has that. It doesn't matter.
It's really amazing what people will say when there's a camera in front of their face and they're expected to look smart. Like, everyone's so worried about it.
Yeah, don't tell me about it.
Am I right? Am I right?
You're doing well, Kevin. You're doing really well today. Don't worry.
Right. So, Kevin, let me ask you a question. No, but seriously, do you have a tip, some sort of strategy, some sort of thing that you can impart on our audience on this whole YouTube experience?
Yeah, 5 seconds.
All right. Well, the thing is, I really can't comment as a, you know, quote unquote large YouTuber. My field is really, you know, people that are getting started and you know, kind of trying to figure out what it is that they want to do. And the advice that I would give is that honestly, the first year of doing stuff, I imagine is probably the greatest time. You have the flexibility to change what you're doing, and you don't have a ton to lose if you go in a completely different direction. If you go from gaming to makeup tutorials, whatever it is that you feel in your heart you want to be doing.
That's my next thing.
Makeup tutorials, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're not in a position where you're going to lose. You know, they're the people that want to watch you because they like you, and they'll stick with you. And you're not all of a sudden going to lose your house because you're experimenting with different stuff. So, you know, make the most of the fun time of, you know, getting used to what it is that you want to do.
That's really good advice. That's really good. Right when you start, it's the funnest because everything is open to you. There are no rules.
Yeah, I will add that I agree with him so much because you're not, unless you've been groomed to that with your friends, you're not thinking about AdSense. You're not thinking about how can I make money. It's really, because Kevin, you already have a job that's paying super well.
Well, so, but if I did, it's not like AdSense pays me enough that it's a
right, no, exactly. So it's not. So you're truly able to just do it just for the love of it, and that's, and then eventually if it can pay off, then it pays off. It's a bonus because it's your hobby that turns into something that pays some bills. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I like your attitude. I think that's the perfect attitude that anybody should have. So, yeah, thank you.
Cool. Well, last week we asked you, the viewer, what you thought about Instagram video and how it would apply to your YouTube creations. And so we got a few responses. First one is from Jason Matthew Harris, who has this to say about Instagram.
I would love to use Instagram video, but it's only out for Apple right now. Why?
Not true.
Can Android not handle itself? But really, would a 15-second video actually be very useful? What do you think?
Well, okay. Yeah. First of all, Jason Matthew Harris, you he might have recorded this at the wrong. Yeah, it's for Android now. Yeah. It did delay. So he could have put it out at that time. We'll give him benefit of the doubt.
Also, it could be that his device isn't supported. Maybe it's
2.3.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
So it's easy. So yes, it's not out for every Android device. It is now. True. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now, to answer his question about, do you think 15 seconds is enough, especially in the format of YouTube? How do you feel about that?
Kevin, you want to take that out?
Well, I think it's the problem that I had with Vine is that I saw like, oh, you know, this would be really cool that you could go, I'm eating at a restaurant, I want to do a quick food review, or, you know, you're protesting in, you know, some country and you need to record the travesty and upload it. Well, right, you know, as we all do frequently. Yeah. But 6 seconds really seems way too short to capture something like that. And, you know, especially with Twitter having kind of that focus on where the method of communication for protesters and stuff in all these countries, having a 15-second limit, that makes it kind of usable for that sort of thing. So I think, you know, maybe the ability to record a little bit longer, but certainly the ability to edit it and to have something that long, I think, is has a lot more value than Vine. As to whether it has more value than, you know, posting a longer form YouTube video, I don't know.
That's a good point. And then also, mm-hmm. I would answer the video that he responded to is 12 seconds long. 12-second long video. So I think that there is something to having it be short. And I agree that Vine being 6 seconds is shorter than your attention span will last, and 15 seconds, you can try to create something a little bit more, but you really have to get creative.
Yeah.
And to that point, Jack Arisco has a good point about what he could do creatively with YouTube.
That, you messed up that name
what
so bad.
I use Instagram video for? Well, Instagram video, I thought I would make a sort of daily vlog thing where I would record 2 second intervals, what I did that day, combine it to a 15 second video each day. Then at the end of the week, I would combine those into a longer video for on my YouTube channel. That way I could have a weekly vlog without having to actually do lots of weekly vlogging, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a perfect answer. I think that's a really good idea. I mean, can he use the YouTube video editor on the phone to do that? Sure. But, you know, like the Instagram, if you're in that world, it's a perfect thing to use for something like that. I've said that you should be able to do a whole day's vlog in 15 seconds. Just say, hey, I'm here eating breakfast. Hey, I'm here playing. Oh, hey, I'm here at work. And then, hey, I'm here eating dinner. It's like, and like before you know it, you got the whole day. I think that would be brilliant if you're able to break it down like that.
It's almost like the picture a day thing that was going on forever ago. It's like a second of event in per day. You get 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that response. Okay, and Jack Raskino.
No, just stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. I tried.
Is Jack Raskino.
Raskino.
Where did you see the ski? Where's the S?
I don't know. Dyslexia. That's not where it came from. I need to just go. This is by, and then you say the username.
I say that.
Right.
I'm like, it's that teacher in me. I'm sorry.
Right.
So, actually, inside me, I ate a teacher. But go on. What were you saying?
You know, Teachers for Breakfast is great. It's a great meal.
Yes.
So this week I have a question prepared that I put in the doc, but I just wanted to let it float out there. Is do you guys have anything else you want to ask our viewers? I was gonna kind of aim back.
Yeah, we're good. I think it's going at a good pace.
Good. I was gonna aim back at the gamers that YouTube is great for gamers blog post. And ask, is your YouTube viewing habits an indicator of your interests? The videos that you view, do you really feel like that is a good indicator of where your priorities lie or your interests lie? And then if so, you could take this wherever you want. If so, or even if not, does YouTube selling your views, them selling your viewing habits, does that upset you? Is that cool? Do you just accept it? That's just kind of how the world works nowadays. So feel free to upload a video response and then leave it as a video response to this YouTube video that will be on youtube.com/TWIYT or This Week YT.
I might make a video response. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. No, that would be great if you did.
That would be self-serving.
We don't get enough of you. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you can't say your opinions here now.
No, I'm going to record them Tuesday, and then they'll change by the next show, of course, but still.
Absolutely. So, this week, we covered a ton of stuff about the gaming with YouTube. We covered some viral videos. And, of course, our guest, Kevin, was awesome. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it being here.
What have you been doing this past week? Let people know why they should go to your channel and subscribe.
You have 5 seconds.
All right. Well, on Monday, I made a video where I tried to suggest that vlogging was a game. And I actually did a whole heads-up display thing with HP and mana and crazy stuff. It's weird stuff. But I make awesome videos Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
so I had a whole other video that
happened. Yeah, if you want to, the HUD comes up after like 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, this is a hilarious concept. You go through, things like specific types of shots. You can kind of see, like, you have this little selector down here as if you're in an MMO.
That is genius.
It's
wow.
Really cool. It's really, and it changes based off of the mood that he's talking. And then he has these little modifiers that he can use. So, like, you can already see that the intro modifier, the intro buff,
wow,
has been used, and you know, you move on throughout the episode. It's really, really awesome. So I would,
and he will not admit this, but one of the reasons I subscribe is that he can sing.
He can.
He He, I mean, look at him. He could sing opera. Can you picture this handsome young man singing opera? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, there's one opera style song on that channel.
Oh, really? And, yeah. I must find it. Okay.
And, well, it's because it's me singing. Well, because it's also got a version of me in drag singing soprano. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, I need to look. I need to look for one. The drag thumbnail.
No, I don't think. Yeah, that might bring the views down.
Yeah.
That's.
Now you also did something on another channel. Tell me about that.
I've done a few videos with AV Byte. They've been very, very great to me. There's one of the things we talked about before the show started was Kim Jong-un Draw My Life, which I voiced. And that's probably equally embarrassing.
Oh, gosh. It was so hilarious. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned that because that just serendipitously showed up on my Google Plus feed. And... It is another video that is a must watch. Go head over and check that out. Here's a small clip of that.
How did I miss this? I never got this.
Kim Jong-il, as a son and a trainee, Papa taught me how to cure and how to drive when I was three. In my school, I was the best. I excelled at every sport. I passed every single test, but shine the brightest on the court.
It's so great. It's absolutely brilliant. And you did a great job singing it. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still getting death threats, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Got 1.8 million views. Whoa! So far. And this was uploaded on April 22nd.
I missed this one. Dude, congratulations on that. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. How does the North Korean government... feel about this video? Have you gotten any mail lately?
Well, you know, there was the news that they had taken the nukes and put them back in the sheds. Then there was the news that they brought them back out after this video came out. So I don't know what.
And they said there was this one guy named Kevin. That's why we're bringing these all back out again. There's this one YouTube.
He lives in Manhattan, guys, not LA.
Right.
Manhattan.
Right.
That's the genius of AV Byte, though, is that they write and shoot the stuff, but they're rarely in the actual videos. So as far as the hate goes, it's a brilliant tactic, really.
Really, great. So thank you so much once again for joining the team for this episode. Head on over to GISIKW, youtube.com/what I just said. To go subscribe.
I'm going to get you an alias, buddy. I'm going to work on this for you.
Yeah. Lamar, what have you been up to this past week?
Dude, okay, so the last week, as I mentioned last week, I started this new pop culture tech news show. And yeah. I didn't know what was going to happen with it. When I say pop culture, it's not like Madonna uses her iPhone. It's pop culture simply means mainstream. I'm focusing kind of less on the geeks and more on just everyday people, which is a good niche because everybody tends to focus on the geeks. And the first week was dynamic. And I'm not saying that for any ego. It's just like people were just kind of astonished that I created this. And I was astonished that they liked it. So this week we're doing the same thing. Monday through Thursday is the daily show, trying to keep it under 5-6 minutes. Friday is random Friday where I could be doing literally anything. And I look forward to that. And hey, that's today. That's my shirt I'm wearing now. That's today's
Woo!
Show.
Yeah. You don't change your shirts either.
Yeah, nope. And I was talking about the Acer S7 Ultrabook that I was reviewing. And I did it in a very, very mainstream way. So, you know, everyday people can understand it and enjoy it. And so far, so good on a video. So if you're into tech and you like me and you received a death threat that I sent to your mailbox, please subscribe to me at youtube.com/Lamar Wilson.
Cool. And has this been getting good traction? Have you been finding that this is useful?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, this has definitely got a lot of traction. I'm really happy about it. So.
That's awesome.
Now, what about you, Chad? What in the world are you doing besides Minecraft and Minecraft and Minecraft?
So the first thing I need to point out is I also have a video where I am wearing the same shirt as I am. When I pointed out yours, I realized that I did that too. So today I recorded and uploaded a video.
You're such a hypocrite.
I know. I didn't even notice until I made fun of you. And then I realized that
It's, you know, it's meme. Now it's mainstream. We are the first in a long line of people who are going to wear the same shirt every single video.
Absolutely.
At some point, put on an undershirt. I don't know how that happened. but anyway, this is a video where I kind of wanted some questions to answer, but I didn't want the generic questions that everyone sort of asks in YouTube comments all the time. So I went to the subreddit, Ask Reddit, and I read right off the front page whatever was there and answered those questions. So it's a little bit interesting. Boy. It's pretty cool. There's nothing too dramatic. Reddit didn't quite supply anything so super controversial, but it is some pretty neat stuff. And if you want to see my opinions on a few things, you can head on over there and check that out.
I will watch this right after dinner because I have not eaten today.
Cool.
Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
This is why I can't lose weight. See, because I sit here and I get up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm late. I'm running late. And I start working and I forget to eat.
And by the time it's time to eat, you need to eat for three meals.
Yes, and I do.
Yes. Yeah. No, I have the same problem. Same problem.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. 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 And so, for anyone who's normally Monday is the day that I upload Feed the Beast, I think I completely destroyed my server. Like, I think I just killed it. So we're going to work on that later. If you're expecting a Feed the Beast video, I'm not sure what's going to happen yet, but I'm working on it.
I'm going to feed the beast in a few minutes.
Yeah, you should feed the beast. Yeah, feed that beast. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for watching this episode. Also, to the big thanks to the people who watch this live. We record every Monday at around 5 p.m. Pacific. That is around 8 o'clock Eastern. And I'm not sure what the time is in UTC.
I was going to say, I dare you to say some GMTs. I'm just waiting.
No. One day I will memorize it, and then daylight savings time will come around and screw everything up. But also, yeah, thanks to the people who are in the chat room and check it out. Of course, you can always catch the show after the fact, on demand, whenever you want. Either you can subscribe at YouTube at youtube.com/thisweekyt, or you can head on over to Twit at twit.tv/yt and catch all of our archives all the way back to episode 0. And there's also really handy buttons there to subscribe in your favorite podcatcher so that you can have it downloaded and available whenever, even on planes and boats and in outer space. You can even listen. We even make audio versions available. So
because we're ugly and you don't need to see us.
No. Nuh-uh.
No. Well, not Chad. Chad is, look at that hair. He's gorgeous. My God.
Absolutely. So, that's hard to do with a straight face. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you guys on another week of This Week in YouTube.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, title, Chad is gorgeous.